Track 6. More news stories. Is a derelict site in Dawlish set for new life? Plans to redevelop a derelict site in Dawlish have been submitted to the planners. The application is seeking to restore and convert the old vicarage building into 6 dwellings. The site at 13 Weech Road currently comprises a 3-storey stone structure, a 2-storey cob building and a detached coach house. All buildings are listed and in varying states of disrepair. Timbridge Council are due to make a decision by June the 2nd. The statement concludes by saying, "This proposal represents a conservation-led conversion that secures the future of 3 listed buildings through sensitive repair and adaptation. The scheme has been shaped by extensive pre-application engagement and reflects best practice in heritage design, sustainability and residential planning."
Dawlish mourns beloved volunteer. Tributes have been paid following the death of a long-standing Dawlish volunteer. Bernard Tippins died at his home in Holcombe at the age of 79 following a long illness. He was a celebrated paramedic who was well known for his dedication to Dawlish through his work with St John's Ambulance, the Salvation Army and Scouting. Born in Dawlish in 1946, he lived in the town all his life and became a recognisable figure in the community. Having been a member of the local St John's Ambulance Brigade from the age of 10, he was a volunteer in the 1960s and a vital part of what was then a volunteer ambulance service. While he worked as a plumber by day, he crewed the local ambulance at night and over the weekends. At that time, this was the only emergency ambulance cover available for the town. In 1970, the NHS offered full-time employment and training for ambulance personnel. Bernard took up the opportunity and was one of the first crew members to work out of Dawlish. He undertook further training in 1989 and qualified as one of the first registered paramedics with the then West Country Ambulance Service, serving Dawlish as a leading ambulance man until his retirement in 2009. First aid was Bernard's main passion all his life. As the local St John's superintendent, he trained brigade members and junior cadets, as well as conducting regular public first aid courses. He took the responsibility of looking after the St John building in Lawn Hill, and in 2002, Bernard could be seen helping to refit a new mobile first aid unit for Dawlish. This was then available to provide first aid support for many public local events, such as the annual Carnival Week and sporting events. In 1996, Bernard was awarded with the Order of the Brotherhood of St John in recognition of his voluntary work, which over many years included more than 400 hours spent on duty at public events, training and lecturing in first aid. He also became involved in the scouting movement when, in 1986, he went along to help Dawlish Scout Group with the running of the Cubs when his youngest son joined. He gave first aid training to the scout groups, and after many years volunteering and after both his sons had grown up, he obtained his warrant in 2000 and became Baloo to the Cub Group. He was also qualified to teach archery and shooting, as well as all other scouting activities. When the boys went on their annual camping trips and their weekend camps every year, he went along as their first aid support. He died in February after a long illness and is survived by his wife Sue, sons James and Wycliffe, and 3 grandchildren.
Devon Send Funding Framework Agreed. The Devon Send Funding Framework, including new funding values for bands, has been agreed after extensive system-wide collaboration and training. Schools, parents, carers and partners have contributed throughout this process, helping to ensure the framework reflects the needs of children and young people with special educational needs and disabilities SEND across Devon. Training has been delivered to education, health and care plan partners to support the application of the new funding framework using test cases. This is focused on building a shared understanding of the framework, developing confidence in applying descriptors and strengthening consistency in decision making across the system. 40 special educational needs coordinators, called SENCOs, volunteered to take part in these sessions alongside EHCP partners, providing insight and feedback. So what next? A targeted, phased approach to implementation will now begin, Devon County Council says. This will start with applying the framework to new EHCPs during the spring term, allowing the approach to be embedded in a measured and supported way. Alongside this, work is underway to establish a SENCO funding referral group to support moderation of top-up funding decisions. Collaboration with partners will continue as implementation progresses, supporting shared learning and refinement of the approach. The framework will also be used to support ongoing commissioning work with special schools and further education colleges.
STEM visits inspiring students to aim high. Teen School is celebrating the achievements of its Year 7 students taking part in the innovative Your Future Story YFS programme. Designed to support high-attaining students across the Southwest, the initiative is a fully funded programme helping young people in Cornwall, Devon, Dorset and Somerset to thrive at school and plan for bright futures, including university and beyond. It helps students explore future educational and carer opportunities while building confidence and resilience. The first cohort at Teen School, part of Education Southwest, includes four students supported by teacher champion Matthew Wagner, who provides mentoring and guidance to ensure students reach their full potential. The programme combines in-school mentoring with visits to leading employers and universities, giving pupils hands-on experiences in science, technology, engineering and maths, as well as higher education pathways. Recent highlights include taking part in a STEM challenge at Spaceport Cornwall and a tour of Leonardo helicopters in Yeovil. Later this year, pupils will visit the University of Bristol and University of Exeter Penryn campus. The programme also supports school staff through professional development, offering access to expert research, study visits and networks that strengthen in-school provision for high-attaining students. By taking part in Your Future Story, Teen School continues to champion student achievement, aspiration and personal growth, ensuring young people are equipped to succeed academically and beyond. The head of school at Teen School said, "We are incredibly proud of our pupils for embracing Your Future Story programme. It is wonderful to see them engaging with new experiences and developing confidence and thinking ambitiously about their future."